Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hey guys. Sorry, I haven't promoted this, but doesn't matter. Today's topic is high school. You're on here with Anarchy. If you guys want to call in, as I just said, what the topic is. Anyway, you guys want to call in? You know the number. Now, I've been dealing with a lot of bull crap lately. Some of it's my fault. I will admit that. I'm not going to say what the bull crap is, and I don't want anybody that's listening to call in and say what the bull crap is, because it's my private business, and you don't need to be spilling that all over the internet. Anyway, so high school is usually seen as a good time, like the best years of your life. I say that's not entirely true. In my opinion, high school's been some of the worst years. Not because, oh, I was pressed, or, oh, I had a relative pass away, or anything like that. Granted, both of those things happened. But those aren't the things that made high school suck. What made high school suck is stupid drama, for one, and two, I wasn't allowed to do much as a kid. My years in high school, I wasn't allowed to do much. Still, I'm not allowed to do much. I'm 17 years old. 3 months from now, I'll be 18. Two months from now, I'll be 18. I'm still not allowed to do anything. Granted, that's my own fault. But anyway, I think, in my opinion, the fondest high school memory that I've had might be, well, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you guys on that. But if you guys want to call in, just let me know. All right. So I don't have any music, or I have one song for you today because I didn't get the time to add any more music to the station. Now, I know I have friends from all over the high school spectrum. I'm friends with a jock. Well, he's not really a jock. He just plays football, which, point is, I'm friends with him. I'm friends with musicians. I'm friends with, you know, the weird kids sitting in the back of the class. I'm friends with the stoners. I'm friends with everybody. Or at least one person from every type of clique you can imagine. I've learned a thing or two from being friends with some of these people, and sometimes it's not all that great. But other times it can really come in handy. Like, for instance, if you're friends with somebody that's generally very popular and a lot of people know who he is and things like that, you have an advantage. You have an advantage, the advantage being that you can't really popular kids. Well, you can, but they're not going to really do anything. Another thing that people that has an advantage is being friends with the stoners, because they can show you what not to do. Point is, high school sucks. It's always going to suck. Granted, there are people that say, oh, high school was the best time of their life, and it was genuinely, it was true. But for me, it hasn't been that great. I mean, I don't go out much. I don't do much. Some of it's based on my own decision, but some of it isn't. Some of it is just the situation that I'm in. All right, I'm making a post online for you guys to call in if you want to. All right. Now, if you want to be. All right, okay, apparently we have a caller. I'm afraid of who this might be. All right, you're on the air. Who is this?
Someone who's awesome.
I'm gonna guess Trey.
No.
No. Okay.
So, what's the show about?
Well, this show is about high school.
High school's for faggots. I dropped out.
High schoolers are faggots and you dropped out.
High schoolers are faggots and I dropped out.
Well, that's unfortunate for you.
No, it's not. I make six quarters.
You make how much?
I make six figures.
Six figures in what? The last 4 years?
A year.
A year?
I do it
okay.
All by letting bitches suck on my dick.
All right, then. All right, then. Well,
you can be successful by getting bitches on your dick.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
You ain't got to have a high school diploma to be successful in this country. Most of us can't afford it anyway. It's because we got fucking Obamacare.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go.
No. We need to rant about Obamacare.
No, I don't think we do.
It's not fair.
It's not the topic.
People can't go to college because of Obamacare. He's a stupid nigger.
All right, I'm going to go. Thank you for calling. Okay, I don't know who that was. Honestly, I thought it was my friend Trey, but I don't know. It was either my friend Trey or my friend Nathan, because when he said Obamacare, it sounded like Nathan. Anyway, back to the actual topic. You guys, here in the town I live in, actually all of the country. You know, TV shows and movies glorify high school, make it look so wonderful. Well, that's crap. If you're a teenager and you're in high school, you know that's crap. Don't lie and say that it's not crap. This guy's calling me back. I'm going to see what he has to say this time. Okay, tell me who this is.
Okay, this is Trey.
It sounds like Nathan.
No, this is definitely Trey.
Okay, what do you have to say?
I just called in to listen. I didn't know what the show was about.
Oh. Well, that explains your little rant.
What little rant?
About Obamacare.
I didn't rant about Obamacare. I just finished football.
Okay. Well, how you doing, man?
All right, I guess. Hating high school, hating my senior year, hating life, as usual.
Yeah, well, sounds about right. So what's your favorite part of high school so far?
Probably when I can go home and wipe off my tears.
Yeah, sounds about right. Well, I'm going to have to let you go, man, but I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. See ya. All right. We're going to have my buddy Fallout cover for me right quick. Be right back.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Covering for Anarchy is Fallout. How's everybody doing tonight? So our topic here is high school. Yeah, I like what he's covered so far. Let's go with a few other things. Now, I like how his range spectrum, how he feels about that. Now, let's also go on with, I personally don't know what category I fit in, but, you know. So, folks, we honestly, high school system screwed up, but that's just me, you know. As a freshman, the small freshman that every teacher hates.
You're always going to be the small freshman. The teachers don't like freshmen, not just you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you go. And here is your host, Anarchy.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm back. Now, what he was saying about freshmen, teachers will always hate freshmen. I don't know of a single teacher that has not complained about freshmen. It's because usually freshmen aren't used to high school, so they act a little crazier. Whereas people, sophomore, junior, seniors, they don't. They don't really, you know, act too crazy. They usually stick to themselves pretty much. I mean, sure, some seniors will get into some trouble, some freshmen will get into trouble, but at the end of the day, the real people who get in the most trouble with teachers are freshmen. Not because they don't do their work or because they get on teachers' nerves because they're just little bastards, but because they just, yeah, they don't understand high school. And those who do understand high school, like, for instance, my sister, have learned, keep your mouth shut. Sure, I mean, my sister dates people that are, in my opinion, not great to be dating. And I'm only saying, I'm not going to say my real opinion, because I don't want to start fights. But I mean, I don't agree with her dating him, but you know what? Who cares? She's dating him. I can't really do anything about it at this point. That's up to my mom. Anyway, high school's like that. High school will always be like that. It's always going to be teenagers being treated like crap by their teacher, or being treated like they're unintelligent by their teachers, and then spitting back at them with stupid words and ridiculous amounts of attitude. Now, on the topic of homecoming, since it's, you know, Saturday, a lot of people, after homecoming, go out, they party. You know, I don't know if they get drunk or get high or anything. I'm sure some do, but I'm not going to. People go out, they have fun. They have fun with their selective groups. Now, me, I kind of drift. I've been going to the same person's house hanging out with the same group after homecoming for the last 3 years. Actually, that's a lie. 2 years, because my sophomore year, I didn't go. I was grounded for some stupid reason. I don't even remember. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if you are going to go out and you are going to get drunk or get high or go out and do that crap, one, if you're going to do it, don't get caught. Two, if you want to take my actual advice, don't do it. Trust me, you can have a lot of fun without being high or drunk or on whatever kind of drugs you can find. I mean, I know a few, I have a few friends that, you know, they enjoy that stuff, but they're not going to go out and do that after a night of dancing and crap. They're going to actually have a good time without it. I mean, heck, you want to do something funny, you want to do something fun that'll make you laugh like an idiot? Play Cards Against Humanity. That thing, that crap's wonderful. I mean, it's the dirtier version of apples to apples. It's ridiculous. Or as Fallout says, it is Fallout approved. And I cannot believe I just said that. Anyway.
Accepted.
High school or homecoming is just there. It's a fun time. Nobody goes, at least hardly anybody goes, for what happens at homecoming. They go for what happens after. Usually it's just homecoming is just an excuse. Nowadays, homecoming is an excuse to get out of the house for a reasonable amount of time and then go over to a friend's house, have a party. Bonfire, go out drinking, go out smoking, whatever you want to do. And not get caught by your parents. Me? Me? I go out to bonfires with my friends and we just hang out. Maybe have a few pops. That's about it. Down a couple 2 liters of pop. Have a little bit of pizza. Do whatever. Last year was fun, but I was, you know, not last year. The last bonfire I went to a couple years ago, just out of nowhere bonfire, we just planned it, had a bonfire. Don't ever do this. Don't ever do what I'm about to tell you that I did. It's not a good idea. And by no means am I advocating that you do this. Because if you get lit on fire because of this, I am not responsible. Disclaimer. Am not responsible for your stupidity if you choose to do this. I was, I wasn't as much of a risk taker as I am now, but at the time, I was really, 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 really sad, kind of depressed. At the time, I was depressed. So what I did was, I had a friend of mine, or rather, a friend of mine's boyfriend, lower me into a fire. And when he lowered me, I just jumped up, said, "Who wants to sacrifice me?" He jumped up and he said, "I'll do it."
"I'll do it, Tom."
Said, "All right." So he grabbed me by my arms and lowered me down. Don't ever do this because I could have easily been lit on fire. In fact, I'm pretty sure I did catch fire at least a little bit. Okay, we're going to switch topics from homecoming to makeups and breakups. They happen every day in high school. You are to break up, heartache, whatever, in your life. It's all the time. That's how life works. Homecoming just brings up more pressure to make up, and then right after, break up. Because people are like, "Oh, I want a date to homecoming." Mainly. And this is going to sound sexist, but don't take it this way. Mainly girls. Girls feel the pressure of finding a date. Guys, on the other hand, don't really find that pressure. Typically, guys go there and just hang out, go party afterward. For me, makeups and breakups have happened often. Not as much now as they did back when I was, a freshman, sophomore. Now it's mainly just, if we break up, we break up. Not really any makeups. But if you do go through a makeup and a breakup, or a breakup and a makeup, either way, just if you broke up, chances are you broke up for a reason. Chances are either they treated you like crap or you are just treating them like crap. Either way, you dumped them for a reason. Don't come crawling back just because you're lonely. You're a teenager. people are going to, you're overdramatic, overbearing, and over emotional. I mean, I'm not even excluding myself. But here's the thing about, here's the difference between me and the regular teenager. If I'm in a relationship and we break up, I leave it at that. We broke up for a reason. Chances are, unless I broke up with you for a stupid, stupid, stupid reason. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. Then there would never be a makeup. Again, if you're listening to this, you know who you are. We've made up a few times. We've made up a few times. But this isn't me. This isn't me shouting my love for this person to the heavens or anything like this or anything like that. It's not a makeup deal. It's me acknowledging that it happened and using it as an example. Me and this person have broken up and made up, have and gotten back together multiple times, and we're still very close. Although I guarantee she's not listening in. And if she is listening in, then again, you know who you are. Anyway, the whole makeup breakup side of high school, it sucks. Trust me. All of high school sucks, but this sucks. Because you're going to have heartache. You're going to have, somebody's always going to get hurt in a breakup. You're going to have heartache. You're going to have drama. Unless you have a clean breakup. Like me, I typically, if I break up with you, I'm done. We don't talk. You don't look at me. I don't look at you.
Unless you're that weirdo.
Now, we don't speak. We don't anything. That's usually how it goes when I break up with somebody. So as to avoid drama. Now, if I'm dating, if I date someone and they're dramatic, over-dramatic and overbearing and over-emotional and beyond, you know, the normal for a teenager, then chances are you're going to get dumped. Unless you have an actual legitimate reason for being dramatic and upset. Like an actually understandable reason. I know you guys are all young, and all the people listening to this, maybe probably about 2 or 3 people, if not less. Some of you have had, you know, long relationships, 2 years or more. And it's worked out so far. Such as in the case of my friend Trey and his girlfriend. Been together for ever now. I think it's been over a year. I know that. And honestly, some people are lucky enough to find somebody that they can be with for that long and be happy with that long. But then there are people that don't have that. I'm sure some of you listening have that same problem. You don't find somebody that makes you happy. Or you're probably like that now. You're in a relationship where you're not happy. And if you are in a relationship that doesn't make you happy, well, actually, that sums it up. Get out. Get out of that relationship. If you're not happy in it, there's no point in you being in the relationship. If you have stronger feelings for somebody else, don't be in the relationship with the person that you're with. Kind of a douchebag move to stay with them. And I know all about douchebag moves. Trust me. I've done it. I've made a few. Now, we only have about 3 minutes left. 3.5. But I'm going to, you know, leave it be. But what I'm, friendships. We're going to move from makeups and breakups to friendships in this last 3 minutes. Friendships in high school, although they are great, some last, but the majority won't. I'm not saying that to be pessimistic or anything. It's what I've seen. People I know from South, we're still great friends. We've never really talked online that much. Whenever we talk, it's, hey, man, you want to come hang out? Sure. I go over there, we hang out, I leave. We catch up. Everything's great. However, once you graduate, that's going to change. You're going to go different places. All right, well, apparently we have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, pretty boy.
Hi, Logan.
Hey, you recognize me.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
I lived with you for 2 months. Of course I recognize you.
I completely agree with you on everything.
What?
I said I completely agree with you on everything.
Thank God. Our parents would be proud that we're actually agreeing on something.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
Well, apparently I got 90 seconds left.
All right, well, I'll let you finish your talking.
All right. Good talking to you, man.
Keep the good work.
Thanks.
All right. Later.
All right, that was a close relative, actually. It was my cousin, Logan. Good guy. Knows a lot about high school, honestly. But in this last minute, I want to tell you guys, high school is going to suck. Always has sucked. Sucked for our parents before us, sucked for our grandparents before them. It's going to suck. And it's going to suck for your kids. But here's the thing. You got to make the best of what you have. You're not going to have the coolest car, the best friends, or the best clothes, or anything like that. Chances are, you're not going to have anything like that. You're going to have what you need and what you are able to get, which now the way things are looking in the economy, it's not going to end up that well. But if you want to hear more about that, you go to my friend Fallout's radio show. And I want to leave you guys with this. High school sucks. Make the best of it. This has been Anarchy. See you later.